Parashat Ki Tseitse, the Reb Tzadok says, Ki Tseitse L'mocham Aleivecho, he brings down the Meforshim that say that Ki Tseitse L'mocham Aleivecho is not referring to is Mochama fighting against an enemy who's in a different country than you, rather it's referring to the Mochama Sayetzer. And he says, V'zeu Pshutei Shal Mikro. So that's the Pasuk Pshat. Pasuk Pshat on the Pasuk is that's referring to the Mochama Sayetzer. The truth is that the Aruch Haim HaKadosh in last week's parasha also said this. He says, Ki Tseitse L'mocham Aleivecho V'risa Sus V'rechav. I don't know if he said it's the Pasuk Pshat. V'risa Sus V'rechav Amrav V'mcho, but that's his first Pshat. And being Masber, says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, he says it's referring to the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is the Sus, he's Melumed B'mochomo, and you're not. And he goes through the Pesukim to be Masber. So, the Zichr, we find in Chazal, and for sure in the Bali Musar, and in the Rishonim also, that they are Masber, that the Mochama that we find in different places in the Torah is referring to the Mochama Sayyitzer. The Sayyitzer Mochama, the Chavis Lavavi said to the soldiers that were on the way back from the war, that you're now coming back from the small Mochama. You left it in front of you, you still have the big Mochama. He said, what is that Mochama? He said, the Mochama Sayyitzer. I saw something very interesting from Yaakov Galinsky. He said that the Sifsei Kohen, I think it's the Shach Sefer on Chumash, he brings down a quote to Sifsei Kohen. He says that the Chavis Lubavitch says that the Chosid Echon. Kinnir, he had the years of a Chocham Echon. He said it's referring to Aristotle. And it was Alexander the Great when he was on his way back from his capturing numerous countries. He told him, he says, that's nothing compared to what you should be fighting against your Yetzer Hara. But the Chavis Lubavitch calls it Chosid Echod. We find the Chazal, Ezo Gibor, HaKavish Yitzroi. In Koheles, there's Kama Psukim that Chazal Darshan in the Medrash referring to Mochama Sayyitzer, but they're referring to it as Mochama. The Ir Ketana Vanoshim Boma'at. There's a city that's small with a small amount of people inside. And a king, a great king, came and surrounded it, and he put traps all around. And a smart person came and he saved the entire city. And nobody really remembered who this person was. Rashi brings down Medrash Agada, Ir Ketana Zeaguf, Anoshim Bamaat, Ilo Evarv Shalodom, Melach Godol Zeyetzer Hara, Shekol Evarv Margishim Boy. Ishmiskein Zeyetzer Tov. It's referred to as the Mochama that Chazal referred to is just a mashal for Mochama Sayetzer. Now, the way to fight the Mochama Sayetzer, it's certainly much better to fight a war when you know the enemy's strategy. There's a famous story with Yossi Cohen, who was one of the most famous spies in the past century or two, that he was a spy for Eretz Yisrael, and he was in Syria, and he got very high up in the hierarchy in the government, and he was very kashur to the army, and they trusted him blindly. And one of the things, and he would send messages back there to Israel all the time. It's a whole story how they caught him. It was like Mamash. But one of the things that he told them was when you want to attack against Eretz Yisrael, so you want to come with, by surprise, take them by surprise. So where are you going to hide? Eretz Yisrael at the bottom, all around, is surrounded by deserts. He says, where are you going to, you can't just, surprise them by going through 300 miles of desert. So every once in a while there's a big tree and you can't see, I think it's eucalyptus trees, maybe you even told them to plant them, I don't remember exactly what he said, and it's big leaves. Hide your ammunition or your tank underneath the trees. They won't see it because they're coming from the top, even when they're flying around. They're going to come from the top, they're not going to see it, they're not going to know what's underneath it. And then you can surprise them whenever you need. And then he sent back there to Israel, every tree that you see, just bomb it. And you're good to go. So that's great. Sure enough, they went and they had it out. And so when you're fighting against an enemy and you know their strategy, it's a cinch. It's when you don't know the strategy and you don't know when, then comes that's what makes the war so difficult. Now the Yetzer Hara always changes the strategy. It's not not that once you get it down, then you're good to go. Siri also chapped on after a while. There's not such a great Yetzer. But certainly the Yetzer Ra also changes it. When a person, the greater person gets, the different pituim that the Yetzer Ra has for a person. However, there's certain basic ones. There's certain basic ones that everybody has to know. And the more you know about it, the more we find it in Chazal, you find it in other places. And the more you think about it, you take the minute to think about it, it just makes it so much easier to fight the Yetzer Ra. The first one is, like it says in the last week's parasha, the Yetzer Ra comes and he says, "V'risa sus v'rechav am rav m'chol le'sir mehem." Right? It's Am Rav Mimcha. That's where the Yetzer Ra comes. And he says, you don't stand a chance. Right? Hagofes Tatrisim, Chazal mentioned a bunch of different things that the Goyim do when they're fighting. That the neighing of the horses and the banging of the cymbals and v'chulu, all the different things that it is. That's really what the Yetzer Ra does. The first thing he makes it, he comes out and with an explosion. He just appears and he attacks. You don't stand a chance. You don't stand a chance. Chazal say in the Medrash that Be'etzem, what's the Yetzer Ra daimed to? He's daimed to a thief who's standing by the crossroads. Every person that comes by, he screams at him. The guy drops his money and runs. And each person that comes by, he screams at him and he drops the money and runs. Came along a Chacham Echon and he looks a little bit closer at the thief and he sees that he doesn't have legs. He's sitting on a chair, but he doesn't have legs. So he just pushes him over and goes by there. He says, "Kein haya Avram Avinu." He says, "Up until Avram Avinu, say Chazal, everybody they saw the Yetzer Ra, behavior of the Zohar, no one really thought about it too much. Yetzer Ra came trying, so that's it. They all fell for it. Avram Avinu came by and he says, well, let's see what's going on over here. Let's take a minute to think of what's going on." Rav Volbe would say, he says that, there's an interesting Rashi, "Bnois Putiel." Who's Putiel? So, Lachachlam b'neis putiel le yishu. Who's b'neis putiel? So, one of the shatim putiel is the Yosef shepit peit b'yitzrei. So, what does it mean, pit peit b'yitzrei? What does that mean, pit peit b'yitzrei? So, he says pit peit is a lashon. I know we got it from this. Pit peit is a lashon. It's like the noise that a chicken makes. Pit 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 when it's looking for food. When it's to just be mezalzel in the Yetzer Ra. So that's what Yosef HaTzadik was. Comes along the Yetzer Ra, and he says, just do it. And what did Yosef HaTzadik say? Vayimoyin. The first thing is, no, I'm not going to just do it. It's not Nike. Just do it. Take a second to think. Hold on. What do we have over here? It's something that's the Yosef says, don't even think it's just too hard for you. You're not going to be able to help the Chayin. It's too much of an Yisrael. Don't even work. No, it's not. You take a minute to think about it. That's really what he does. He just comes quickly and a person doesn't have a second to think. And that's really what Cheshbon HaNefesh is. Schar Averik Negev Seizo. What are you gaining? What do you really have to sell me? There's something over here that you have to sell me. There's something that I'm going to gain. How much am I going to have pleasure and enjoy whatever it is that you're trying to sell me? And how much am I going to regret it afterwards? That's Chara of Eric, and I get to say though. That's what it is. For those that are learning Erevin, right? They were dining. Rashi says, what does that mean? Make a cheshbon nefesh. Take a minute to think. Do I really want to do this? What is it going to give me? What am I going to gain from doing this? But most people don't take that extra second. It's that 1 second, and that's really the Nekudah Yetzer. He knows that no one's going to take that extra second to look. Does he have legs? Ramela, everybody for years passed by and gave him his money. It's that one person that takes that extra second. That's the first thing. The Yetzer attacks. 1 second. But just take 1 second to think. Is this what I want to do? Another thing the Yetzer Ra tells, he says, just once. Right? Just once. It's not so, right? How many people started smoking because they're only going to take just one cigarette? Everybody. Any person that started smoking just started with just one cigarette. I don't plan on doing it. I'm not that crazy. I'm going to start. But it happens to be that it's known that I think 95% of the people that start smoking started before the age of 18 or 20. What's up, shot? It's because the Yetzer Ra knows when to get you. Once you start thinking, you're 20 years old, you know you're not going to start. Why would it do such a crazy thing? But the people that they don't have as much das to think. That's they don't take that extra second. That's it, just once. Just once. And I'll satisfy your desire just once, or whatever it is. Eat this thing you know you shouldn't. whatever it is that the Yetzer is coming to attack, just once. This Chazal tells us that it works exactly fakir. It must be a rov mariva sova. That a person ever caught in Yeshbaada must be a rov mariva sova. And that refers to all taivas. It's not just taivas arayas. And that means that the more that a person starves the taiva, the more satiated that he is. A person thinks, everybody knows that if you're very thirsty, don't take salty water. Even if you're very, very thirsty. Even if you're very, very, very thirsty. Because you know that even though the first second it's gonna satiate and it's gonna quench your thirst, but in 2 minutes you're gonna be even thirstier than you were. So you're not willing to do it. That's exactly what it is. A person just realizes this is not gonna give me what I need, and the person's not gonna do it. Rav Dessler says, this is what's the pshat? It's counterintuitive, right? Must be a rov mariva yisova. This is what's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made like that. It's just to show you that taiva is sheker. It's totally sheker. It makes no sense. It's not going to give you everything. So the very fact that this is a metzias, and a person can say it by themselves, a person, whatever it is, a person knows that this is a metzias. It just doesn't take that extra second to think about it. The third thing is that Yitzhar says, Zichar, you're not going to do an Aveiro. Just a little bit. Cut a corner over here. Cut corner. That's usually what it is. It all starts with cutting a corner. Somebody told me a Pella de Kazakh about 2 weeks ago. He said that a certain person that was caught selling Nivelas and Trefas, and they asked him afterwards, somebody that knew him was close with him, he says, how did it happen? How did it happen? And he said that in his store he had two levels of kashers, Mahadrin, Min Mahadrin, and Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mahadrin. I don't know exactly what the levels of Aleph, 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 and Aleph, Aleph, Imamish had two. Because somebody ordered the Mahadrin, Min Mahadrin, Min Mahadrin, 300 portions for whatever it was. Bekitzer, he didn't have it. He didn't have it. All he had was 150 portions. So he took the Mahadrin Min Mahadrin instead of Mahadrin Min Mahadrin Min Mahadrin. And he was mashlim. How could he not? Given the finished order. And that was it. That was the beginning. That was the beginning of the end. Why? Because once you cut corners, what did you do wrong? It's kosher. Mamash, kosher Mahadrin. Yeah, but you didn't give exactly what it was, and you cut down more than it was. And all of the Torah come out, 98% of what we're makbid on is shmiras al gabi shmiras. It's all the rabbanans. All of the Shabbos. Not all of the Shabbos. There's 49, the 39 malachas that are daraisa. But mukta and chazara and shia, all the things that generally are all the rabbanans. They're all shmiras al gabi shmiras that you shouldn't come to. Why, lemaisa? If you think about it, remember when I was learning Hilchos Nida, we were able to see how many shmiras al gabi shmiras. Not just the gzira al gabi gzira. The Rishonim already asked, is gzira al gzira? Yeah, we're machmer. When you get to Nida, we're machmer. It's not gzira al gabi gzira al gabi gzira. Some of them we found was four or five chashas, one after the next. What's going on over here? Yeah, you don't cut corners. Because once you start, once we give you a finger, then so anytime, kol kula tzarech b'dikah, like the Zilshon says, just to make sure beforehand, is this what I want to do? Just for take that extra second to think. One other thing that's very common is a person has a streak. He hasn't missed since his bar mitzvah. He's already 34 years old and he hasn't missed Zman Kriyishma. He hasn't missed Zman Kriyishma. One day he's zonked, he wakes up late, he missed Zman Kriyishma. That's it. Once you missed it. You were just trying to keep the streak and now you missed the streak. So then that's it, finished. So tomorrow, no. Nishkeferla. Very common. And there's another one like that with streaks. I have a streak that I'm going to do X and Y and Z. And one day it doesn't exactly work out that I should do it. I really should be doing something else. But how can you break your streak? The famous story of Eliyahu Lapian that he used to daven Vesikin every morning. And one day he fell. And he had to take a little rest for a few minutes. And the person I was walking with him told him that if we run and we skip, you know, we just do Ashri... we'll be able to catch it. He says, I'm not going to do it. Says, I don't know how many years it was that he didn't miss a Vasikin, but that's not the way we daven. That's not the way that he felt was the proper way to daven. Each person, obviously, in this situation, but certain times people know that even though maybe there's not the Rechidazaf, but Lamaisa, I should be doing something else now, but since this is what we always do, therefore, as they once said in a Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation video for Tisha B'Av, there's no streaks in Yiddishkeit. Each situation has to be done. What does Rebbeinu Shlom want? Does Rebbeinu Shlom want me to do this in this case, or does he want me to do something else in this case? And Ramele and Echanami, a person has to... A streak is a great thing. it happens to be a very good thing because it's kviyas. A person learns daf yomi every day, he needs the mechayev v'chulu, and some people, just because they have the streak, that's why they keep on doing it. But not to think that if you missed it, that's the end of the world. Zikr is not the end of the world. Each day is a new, is a person has to dan. And then when a person falls, it could be that he didn't have a streak, a person fell, whatever it was. He woke up late, he missed shachris. Now I'm going to go to first seder. Now I'm going to go to, that's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants for me. Shake it that I am, okay, it's not so stark, that I'm not so tough on myself. I did something that I shouldn't have done, whatever it was. I ate something I shouldn't have eaten, I missed shachris, I didn't daven, whatever, A, B, C, D, E, F. Now, because Baruch wants my avodah, every person to their dog, whatever it is, it makes a difference if I come on time anymore. Who cares? I saw something that they hung in the elevator. Every day a little chizuk. The Shem Yemunim said, he said, if I would have been born and lived for 90 years just to say Pshat in this pasuk, it's kedai. He says, Atu yigdal na koyach Hashem. Hashem divayta leimu. Then Moshe Rabbeinu said to Rabbeinu Shlomo. He says, yigdal na koyach Hashem. He says, what is that referring to? A situation when a person is nechshal. He says, what's my avodah worth now in this exact situation, wherever the person is? No, yigdal na koyach Hashem means that with my mitzvah, I'm going to be magadol koyach Hashem. I'm not going to look at anything else that I'm doing. Yigdal koyach Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great that he's interested in my mitzvahs, and he's nizgadol and he's a kiddush Hashem, no matter what situation that a person is in. That's very often, a person is misyayish. That's the Yitzhara's biggest ammunition, is to put a person at the yish. That's all that he wants, because once a person is in yish, he's got him. Because then you don't get up, and then you're depressed, and then mechulu, and then you're not interested in this, you're not interested in that, and you don't. Ben Adam Machaver goes down the drain, and Ben Adam Machaver goes down the drain. So a person is nishal. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kom. I forgot what it said. Some one of the gedolim said. He says, by me it wasn't sheva, it was 7 million. Says, every person falls. What is it? Ain't in tzadik baruch hashem yasat every lechto. The chiddush is of the tzaddik is that he gets up afterwards and he doesn't get depressed and he doesn't get to always look forward and not to look back. It doesn't mean he doesn't have to do tshuva, but that, I messed up. Yes. It's not the end of the world. And one last thing is when a person takes on too much. This is very negat to elu to tshuva, kabbalah lasid. It's very, very common for a person to take on more than they can handle. And that is, a person feels there's so much that he has to rectify, and if I'm not going to do something that's very nicker and serious, something that's very dramatic, then what did I do already? I haven't done anything. And everybody feels that way. If I'm coming to Rosh Hashanah, I want to do something big. Something that's going to change. This year is going to be different, right? Mireishas Hashanah, Adach Hashanah. Everybody says, what is the same? Mireishas Hashanah, Adach Hashanah. Just the same, Mireishas Shana, Adach Hashanah, or Mireishas Hashanah, Adach Hashanah. So when it comes to the beginning of the year, each person says, Hashanah, this year is going to be the year. This is the year, I'm going to change around, I'm going to beat it. At the end of the year, they see it was Shana. Was it Hashanah? Why? What's the vart? This is going to be the year. I'm going to start, I'm going to get up for a second every day, and I'm going to learn 4 hours the first Seder straight, and I'm going to learn 3.5 hours the second Seder straight. And night Seder, I'm not going to be Mavatal, and I'm going to be so nice to my wife, and I'm going to... All the different things. It comes the end of the year. We see what happened. You bit off not a little bit more than you could chew, way more than you could chew. So there was no tzad to start out with that you were going to be able to be matzliach. Says Rav Dessler, it works against you. It's not just that you're going to be back to where you started. It's the yitzhara is like a kvitz, like a spring. When you press down a little bit and you let go, nothing happens. You press down a lot, it springs back in your face. When a person is makabel something, this is exactly what happens with the yitzhara. It says, you weren't able to do it. And Ebazay, the ganze avoid is worth kein zachnish. If you're not gonna, you weren't able to do it. You tried very hard, and you did it even for a week, and you just see you can't handle it. But Mela, that's it. The person falls backwards because he sees it's not even worth my time to try. It's not even kedai to try. And Mela, the grain says, Yivelas Adam Yisalav Dark, Yivelas Adam Yisalav Darke Valashem Yizaf Yivoy. Everybody should see this grain in Mishlei kedai. I told you wrote a whole sefer just about this. But a person, he says, the person's foolishness causes him to mess up, and then he screams at the Ribbono Shel'olam. He says, I tried, I did, Ribbono Shel'olam, I'm trying to do your will, and look what happened. I'm failing. He says, Yivelas Adam, it's your foolishness. You jumped too many rungs of the ladder at once. And mainly, you fell in between the rungs. That's exactly what happened. If you'd gone up at your own pace, then you wouldn't have fallen between the rungs. So mainly, each person has got to down their situation, and you know their situation. And just to give one mashal, this is a mashal that's in the Shuva pamphlet from the Yonis and Eber. I'm just going to get a variation. The person decides, that's it, he's not going to bottle during first Seder. He's learning first Seder, 3.5 hours, that's how long it is. He's going to learn first Seder without bottle. 3.5 hours. Now, had he been true with himself, he would have made a cheshbin. How much does he actually learn on a regular day? He comes in, this yeshiva at 9:45, he goes to get his coffee, he puts on his gemara. Then at 10:30 he takes a little bit of a break. And 12 o'clock he goes to make a phone call with somebody. And he leaves at 12:30 to be able to daven. At the end of the day he makes a cheshbin of how much he actually learned on a day. And on a given day, he learns between an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and 45 minutes. That's what he learns. You're going to go ahead and be makabel to learn 3.5 hours a day? That's not even in your ballpark. It's doomed to failure before you even start. Your kabbalah is what? That I'm going to learn an hour and 45 minutes a day. That's your kabbalah.
What do you mean? I could do that without my kabbalah.
Yeah, but you don't do that every day. Some days it's an hour and 15 minutes, and some days it's an hour and 20 minutes, and some days it's 53 minutes, and some days it's 20 minutes, right? Your Kabbalah is an hour and 45 minutes. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants from you. Next year, your Matzliach, an hour and 50 minutes. You understand what a tremendous Mechayev that was for yourself? And now every day it's an hour and 45 minutes, an hour and 50 minutes. You understand how much you're growing? That's not something big. That's not something that I did. That's exactly what the Yetzer wants to get you. And that's doomed to failure. You know a strategy, we're certainly much better off on our way to Tshuva, Ba'ava, Be'ezer Hashem.